How funny would it be if, I mean, we totally messed up the Melee match. We hung up. We called it for Melee.
Yeah. You know, totally in our defense, we were going for like 4.5 hours. Yeah. We couldn't have gone on too much longer.
No, it's totally understandable. But to do that and then to get on the two guys who are going to win and pretty much call it for Final Fantasy X, hang up, it instantly starts looking the other way. It doesn't happen. Fett wins instead of these two. Like, like in terms of show curse, you just couldn't do any worse.
We'll bring him on next week for a couple minutes.
I would definitely say that between Majora and Final Fantasy X, Brawl is definitely way better chance of beating Majora. So I think I still win.
Even if it did happen,
Brawl beats Majora, the Guru, anyways.
Yeah, so. That's what I was thinking because I thought Fett only won if Fallout beat.
Yes.
Brawl.
Oh, I thought he won if Majora. No, I think he wins if Majora wins at all.
There's one situation. Group at least with Majora winning everything.
Coming back and being behind and then coming through the day and then beating Final Fantasy X, like slaying the great game that was going to win it all, and then having your next match start right after you just pulled that off, and people, you know, anti-voting Brawl as they have been. I don't count. See, I wish we would have done this during the show.
See, I can't see Majora. That's a bit of a joke if Majora's Mask does win this. I mean, it is the poor man's Ocarina of Time. It'd be terrible in my opinion.
I think it's an awesome game.
I love
it. It's
Majora's
a great game. Great game, but it's just not as good as Ocarina, and it, like, it I don't know, it must have
what
just...
What is?
I thought, hold up, guys.
Let's do this. Let's talk about Majora in the final, and if it actually looks like it's going to happen tomorrow when I upload the show, I'll slice this in. And we just had a bit of a change in the situation here. We hung up on the main call, and it looked like Final Fantasy was going to be taking it. It was pulled out to the lead at the 45-minute mark. However, Majora's Mask is now fighting back, has taken back the lead 95 minutes into the match, something we did not expect. And so we're now thinking, what if it holds on for a while and then comes back during the day and actually wins this? We didn't even talk about it. So to fight the show curse, just in case that does happen, let's at least touch on it. Brawl making the final, but looking bad getting there against Fallout, having some trouble. Majora comes in hot off pulling this huge upset over the overall favorite, Final Fantasy X. Yo, could this be a situation where Majora outdoes what TP did and actually could win this in the championship?
I think so. If there is one thing that we've learned from the last 8 years, it's you never count Link 100% out. And if Majora's Mask makes it in the final, you are going to have, you know, the Ocarina of Time Link or Fierce Deity Link right there, front page, front and center. It's an old game. It's an N64 game, which is probably stronger than any of these consoles represented in this contest, apart from the PS2. You know, and the PS1, but that doesn't really have any big games in the contest anyway, I don't think. So it's N64 representations, like, it's, you know, you're representing the strongest console of all apart from the PS2. I think that'll help it out. It's been along for the whole decade. I don't think it'll get SFF'd. I think it can easily ride the Brawl anti-voting. And yeah, I have no trouble whatsoever seeing it win. And the Board 8 backlash, or just the Board 8 reaction, would be so classic. I'll have to Photoshop a bunch of cool pics for that one.
BT, is this something you're actually worried about, or are you pretty confident that this is the game that beat TP without too much of a problem, and it should be able to get the job done against Majora?
Yeah, I've always been of the opinion that Twilight Princess is ahead of Majora in the Zelda hierarchy. I had to pick right now, let's say, because the winner, the Guru, if Brawl wins and I win either way, I would probably prefer, from the Guru perspective, to have Majora in there as opposed to Final Fantasy X. I think Brawl's got a better shot against Majora than it does against Final Fantasy X, so I can't really complain about that.
All right, BT still feeling confident. Don, what do you think? Obviously, that would knock you out if Final Fantasy X was pushed out of the contest, but if it did happen, would you still favor Brawl against Majora's Mask?
Yeah, I would. It's just the way it's sort of disposed of Twilight Princess. I think Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I can't believe we're in this situation. I can't believe Majora's Mask is looking like it might be in the finals. I think that'll be cemented in the fact that it's a Ocarina of Time proxy, because this is, I think that's ridiculous that it's, that we would even make the finals of a game of the decade. I think it's ridiculous.
I think it has a few advantages in that situation that TP would not. One is that Brawl would be the huge favorite. Underdog vote would go to Majora. Two is that it's late in the contest. People are looking for something different. They could go Majora. Weird to say Zelda is something different, but in this case, it kind of would be. And it's got, you know, that nostalgia. It's got the N64. It's got the OOT proxy. I mean, it has some things in its favor that TP did not. And, of course, the other thing is becoming in, like I said, hot off this big-time upset, and the next match would start, you know, instantly. I give it a chance to do it, and I think it keeps it closer than TP, but I still think during the day, those same fans who went Brawl over Twilight Princess during the day to stretch that lead out, I think they'd favor it a little bit over Majora, and it'd still be able to pull out the win. But it would be, I think it'd be a lot of fun to see if it did come down to it. And the other thing, yo, I mean, this is something RPG Lord was talking about the other week. Zelda just hates losing.
Right.
Like Link, you beat Link once, he goes into beast mode, Cloud will never touch him again. Do you think there could be some of that where you knocked out TP, people were kind of surprised, now Majora comes back and gets revenge?
So within a week, the Zelda fan base mobilizes and shuts your ass down?
Oh, man. Yes.
I would love to see that. If there were Zelda fans that came into the board tomorrow, you know, if like Twilight, or if, you know, we get the finals, and Majora's Mask is clearly going to win, storms out into the lead against Brawl, it's going to win, and Zelda fans come onto board 8 and say, haha, this is what you get for, you know, beating Twilight Princess, I would, if I could, shake every one of their hands. That would just be like one of the top moments in Board 8 history for me. It would be such an awesome thing to see. But I don't know if the Zelda fanbase can do it that quickly. You're right. That fanbase does not like to lose, and it does not let you forget it. Like, you know, if you sink 1 3-pointer on Zelda, it is going to drain threes on your ass all night. It will not let you forget it. So, yeah, man, our illustrious guest favorite Brawl, I would actually not just say that Majora has a shot, I would probably call it the slight favorite.
Whoa.
Yep,
I'm not going quite that far, but I think it would be almost a coin flip. I would still favor Brawl, though.
No, I would favor Brawl. I would slightly favor Brawl over 10, and I still think 10's going to take this. I don't, I can't see it happening. But, you know, I could be wrong, and then you've chosen to have the wrong two guests on the show, I guess.
All right, let's just hold on for 1 minute longer. We're going to see the 1 hour and 45-minute update. In this last five-minute update, Majora actually went up again, stretched its lead out a little bigger. Of course, when I say it's lead, I mean it's nothing serious here. It's only 70 votes, but this is still not what we thought was going to happen when we hung up just at the end of the power hour.
Yeah, so this is the crucial 105-minute update, one of the most looked at of any match. Big stuff here, guys. We're waiting on pins and needles.
This is where matches oftentimes swing. They hinge on this update.
Oh, yeah, this one right here.
Majora at 50.26.
It looks like Final Fantasy X cut a little bit. Nothing too
maybe
extreme.
Maybe 3 votes or something?
Yeah, it looks like Zelda's still up by 63, I think.
Five-vote cut, something like that. Gosh, I don't know. Let's just go around. We just had the all-important 105-minute update. Let's go all around and say who we think is the favorite and if they are fairly favored in our minds. BT, start us out. 105 minutes. Majora's still leading, still holding on. Who would you call the favorite at this point?
Still think Final Fantasy X takes it, but there's definitely a really good chance that Majora's Mask takes it, so I would call Final Fantasy X the favorite still.
The slight favorite, okay. And Don, what do you think?
Final Fantasy X, I don't know if it'd be slight. I think a moderate favorite. I'm going to sound like a douche if Majora's Mask does win, but I think X's going to take this. I think you can bank on that.
I am calling Majora the ever-so-slight favorite by a hair. I thought Final Fantasy X would have the lead at this point. We are kind of sort of into the night now. The longer we go into this time frame where Final Fantasy X doesn't have the lead and is starting to build upon it, the worse it looks. Like, if Majora can hold this lead for another hour and change and Final Fantasy doesn't even grab the lead until the start of the, you know, the dead night vote, that looks kind of bad, because I don't think that enough will be able to counteract Majora's day vote. I think, once again, Final Fantasy X still has not seen a day vote, and it'll be up against one of the best day votes. So I will call Majora the very slight favorite.
A week ago, I would have called Majora the slight favorite at this point. I just love that 52% in North America. I mean, that's what's going to ultimately decide this, if it can keep building there. But this just reminds me too much of Brawl Melee, where Melee was still holding on so well, but then North America, West Coast finally fell asleep, and then Brawl just started to run away with it. There's going to be a difference here in that it's not going to be like where Brawl then took the morning vote to take it easily, but I still lack a little bit of confidence in what's going to happen when West Coast falls asleep. So I'm calling Final Fantasy X a favorite, but only by the slimmest margin, and I think this is going to come right down to the wire. This should be a fun match.
I think what's going to happen is Final Fantasy X will take the lead overnight, and then Majora's Mask will pick it back up in the morning, going into the afternoon, and you'll see Final Fantasy X make a comeback with the SNV.
That would be pretty cool. That'd be like Frog Master Chief back in the old
yeah.
days.
Yeah, totally epic. All right, here's a hypothetical scenario. One of the games has a 10-vote lead. Doesn't really matter which way it goes. We're down to the last half hour. Who wins there, yo? The Final Fantasy fans rallying to a victory, or the Zelda fans?
Zelda.
And yeah, there's no doubt, I mean, in your mind, huh?
Not no doubt, because it's not Mario. I mean, I would, if it was a Mario game, I would take it over Final Fantasy, Zelda, Metroid, Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, everything combined. I would take Mario. But I just think that, you know, Nintendo won't drop that to Final Fantasy. It's not Frog against Master Chief. It's new Final Fantasy against Zelda. I'll just go with the Nintendo series.
BT, do you agree?
It's hard to say. I don't think... Have we ever seen Zelda in a close match like that?
By the way, big old Majora's Mask game.
Woo!
Oh, man, some of these reactions.
I'm letting my bias slip a little.
Some people in the stats topic are already talking about nominating the Angry Moon or some shit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah,
there's an idea.
BT, yeah. Do that. I mean, the one time Zelda's really been in a nail-biter against Chrono Trigger, it did come up short at the end. So it looks like we're favoring Zelda. And Don, do you agree, if it comes down to a rally, the Zelda fans are going to get the job done?
Yeah, I think it's a juggernaut that you can't really stop if it's close. It's a Zelda, for sure.
So another small point in Zelda's favor if it can get into that situation. And that does it. I will patch this in if needed, if it looks like we're going to be coming down to it tomorrow. And section over. One thing I wanted to hit on, Don, for the people not as culturally aware as Yoblaze or not, if you just want to explain your GameFAQs username, please.
Well, I was young when I made it. I just want to start by saying that. It's Tupac's alias. And I used to think I was black when I was...
Oh my god.
Yeah. So,
wait, you used to think you were black?
If I could change, I would, but I can't.
So you mean like a kind of like a thuggish gangster white boy?
Well, I thought I was.
You actually think you were black?
Well, I don't. I think I don't know. I'm pretty pasty, so I don't think I thought I was black, but I tried to I don't know, align myself with the black culture when I was in my early teens. But
did you think or hope you had Aboriginal blood or something?
Well, yeah, I can't really say. If I could change it, I would. I know if you look at my, if you notice me on the board, on the top 50, my thing is Milf Rider, because that's that.
Oh, man.
That's my universal account, but yeah, Don Machiavelli. If I could change it, I would. If that could be my prize for winning, that I could change my username, I'd take it.
Taking a sec. Okay.
I think you are definitely going to have to stick around on the board. Stick around on Board A after the contest. It's fine. NG, I think Don might be at least the second star that we've uncovered on the show this season.
Yeah, him and RPG Lord.
Yeah, Nick Spencer, man.
Very, very cool guys out of nowhere. And I do hope they stick around during the off season. Oh, yeah. The other thing I want to talk about is BT, tell us, you kind of gave this away in the Guru contest, but I don't know if Yo saw it. And I think you'd be interested to hear. Tell us your choice, because the Guru winner, of course, gets to pick a nomination for the next battle. It's going to be a character battle, we can be pretty sure. We think it might be an all-fictional character battle, where it'd be not just the traditional characters, but other people who have been in video games. Let's hear your official announcement, BT. Who would you nominate if it was an all-fictional battle?
I really can't say. I haven't put too much thought into it. I was kind of thinking about it today a bit. Maybe Rush from Mega Man. If it's just game characters, all fictional, I'd have to put some thought into it.
Come on, tell us who you said in the topic.
Oh, if it's a fictional character, not to offend anybody, but I said I think picking the Christian God would be the ultimate troll move right there. Just imagine the backlash if the Christian God won the fictional character contest.
Yahweh, right? Yahweh? That sounds kind of like a rap term right there, Tupac. No, I did not see that. I think we've all discussed that before, right? Like, you know, no religious figures, you know, yada, yada, yada. We'll put some kind of rules on it so that you could, you know, nominate Homer Simpson, but you can't, like, be a trolling douche and nominate Jesus or something.
well, Jesus wouldn't work because he did.
Yeah, Jesus was real. Jesus exists. Yeah, but I mean, yeah, okay, you can't nominate, like, the Judeo-Christian God, let's say.
Yeah.
You know, put some kind of guidelines in place.
That would be.
I thought you were. Well, I'm sorry. I thought, Turtle, you were talking about nominating Epona.
I was thinking about that, and his rally, Heritage Rally, seems to be getting some steam, so might not even need the Guru nom for that. It'd be kind of a waste.
Yeah, but just for considering it, I mean, legit props there, buddy.
Yeah, I fully support that one.
Legit anti-props. Come on.
Why?
Well, Link's horse in a character battle?
I thought you were one of the top generals of the Epona rally.
Strongly against it.
Okay.
Put in the Skull Kid or something, or put in the Happy Mask Salesman, not the horse.
Rewind. 1998. You're playing Ocarina of Time. You are adult Link. You've grown up. You go back to Lon Lon Ranch. You see that it's in dire straits because, what's his name? Ingo. Ingo has taken over. And he traps you in the ranch. He won't let you leave because you technically won his horse, Epona, in a race. But now he's a douche. He won't let you leave. And so you're trying to figure out what to do. Do I play a song? Do I get out my arrows? Do I use my bomb bag? No. You get on Epona and you jump over the fence. You could jump over the front fence, or you could go to the side and jump over the entire Lon Lon Ranch. You could jump over the whole thing, and it shows it off with this beautiful music and this epic scene. And then Epona, sky high, jumps over the fence and then gallops a few paces and stops, and Link pets his horse, and the music is playing. That would beat most mid-carders. That right there.
But it'd be so embarrassing that it did.
Like, yeah. No, it would not.
It would hang my head in shame.
Listen to me. You cannot, like, that type of emotional attachment is not found within all games. Like, who, like, this Vice kid, you know, the Vice fodder thing? Epona would kill that kid. And who cares about Vice, you know? And that Epona scene, badass. Yeah.
All right. I'll admit it was a great scene, and I'll admit I did it several times in a row. just to see him jump over that huge wall, and the cutscene was awesome. But I still cannot support Link's horse. BT, or either of you guys, if you do win, the one thing I'll be very upset if you put into the contest is Dark Link.
Yeah, I would.
I fully support that one, too, but that's... I support that now. That's hilarious. I think it's
I actually would be much happier about Link's horse than I would about Dark Link.
Link's horse, at least, is kind of a character. And Dark Link, just the palette swap and being like the ultimate Link proxy, I just don't think that'd be fun. You could make the case, oh, he'll be so strong, or oh, he'll be so weak. I mean, you could go either way there, but I think there's more to a nomination than just purely that.
I wouldn't be surprised if Epona was stronger than Dark Link, to be honest with you. I think voters will have much more of an emotional attachment to Epona. Like, Dark Link's just a boss fight.
So I will not stop you from nominating the Christian God. But if you nominate Dark Link, BT, I will hunt you down.
Okay, let's try this. Let's try this. But before we wrap it up, Endgamer, what is your reaction if Black Turtle, known troll, Black Turtle, can you just admit it? Just go ahead and admit it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. Black Turtle doesn't nominate Epona, doesn't nominate Dark Link, nominates Link. What is your reaction?
It would be the best troll move of them all. I'll give him that. I mean, I'd go ahead and do it. I would shake my head.
Yeah, you've got to do
the
it.
Result, but I
you put your word down to do it, so you can, yeah. I'll nominate whatever the heck he wants. But I mean, that would just be something else.
I mean, it'd be bad.
Did I just plant a seed in that demented head of yours?
Maybe.
It would almost make sense, to go Cloud and just say, with these extra 200, maybe Cloud can catch Link and be the number one seed and get a more favorable draw kind of thing. Going Link would just be totally ridiculous. But, I'd do it. I'd be okay with it. It's just been such a waste of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Before we go, guys, could I run a few of my ideas by you guys?
Go ahead.
Yeah, please.
I have a few of them. I don't know if you guys seen the Guru board. I've listed a few of them. I'm sort of thinking of going two ways. Either if I do win, and this is, I wouldn't be presumptuous to say that I'm the favorite at this stage, but if I was to win, there's two ways I was thinking about going. Either sort of a joke nomination, like a Space Invaders, the ship from Space Invaders, or the Pong paddle. Or I thought of maybe the ghost from Pac-Man, but I think they already did that in the villains contest.
The villains contest. The
red ghost.
Game spot.
Yeah. They got killed. Well, it didn't work out.
That didn't work out. Or maybe something like, how do you think a character, this is one of my favorites, Bubsy Bobcat, how do you think that would go? Do you think that would get murdered?
Yes.
Murdered. Oh, boy. Yeah, that wouldn't be too good.
Okay.
I'm glad you're thinking up of ideas, but Bubsy Bobcat, is that the orange one?
Yeah, he's orange. He's got a bit of attitude. He's got the exclamation mark on his... So he's one of my favorites, but... Yeah, I'm worried. I don't want my nomination to get murdered first round.
No, it would get murdered by things that would get murdered by things that would get murdered by mid-carders. That's pretty much what would happen. What if the next contest is the best fictional characters contest? Have you thought maybe beyond the horizon of just video game characters?
Oh, is it going to be? Is that what it's going to be, best fictional characters?
Well, we're not too sure. We're just throwing the idea around because we've wanted it for years.
Oh, wow. No, I haven't given any thought to that. I'm sure you would come up with something good, though.
Yeah, are you a Disney fan?
No, don't let him do it to you.
Here we go.
go on.
So you are a Disney fan?
Well, I used to like the Disney movies, of course. Yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah, do you remember, from your childhood, the like early 90s, you got the big four of Lion King, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid, right?
Yeah, the big four.
Yeah, okay. Cool. See, when somebody from our website would think about the big four, they'd always think, because they're young and male, they'll always think about either The Lion King or Aladdin, because those are kind of like boy movies, quote unquote, So yeah. What a swerve it would be. What a swerve it would be if you took one of the main protagonists from either of the other two movies. I'm talking about either Ariel from The Little Mermaid or Belle from Beauty and the Beast. Think of the reaction.
They don't resonate with me as much as, say, if I was going to nominate from one of those Disney movies, it'd have to be someone like
Simba,
Jeremy Irons, Scar. So I don't see myself doing that. Sorry.
Okay, I see. So you'd nominate Scar, huh?
Well, if it was from one of those four movies, then yeah, I'd go Scar, I'd say. Not that I don't love Little Mermaid, but I just, Ariel's a bit of a nothing character. Maybe like Sebastian.
Oh!
Boot! I don't know what that was a boot, but it's time for a boot.
Sebastian the Crab, baby.
Sebastian over here. Okay. Mum is the word for me.
Don, you have to understand here, and this is why we were laughing instantly. Yo Blazer has an unhealthy fascination with Ariel and the whole Little Mermaid thing.
Yeah, it's my username is part of your world, dude.
So
sorry to upset you.
No, it's all right. I'll take Belle anyway. If you nominate Belle, that'd be just as good.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure he's leaning that way. All right, so something for you two to think about. But whatever you choose, I mean, if you want to go something joke route or you want to go something, a favorite of yours that's going to get killed, just go ahead and do it. We will support you. The one thing I would say is it'd just be cool if we did get the all-fictional contest to go with a non-traditional character. Just, I think it'd be really cool to go from having no chance at all of getting in to getting in this, you know, it might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that we actually get to have the not just Link, Cloud, Mario kind of character battle, if it did happen.
Do you think if they do that, the fictional characters, do you think Link and Cloud and those guys are going to be in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
The
so
way
it could be the case that Link will win anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, it could be. Yep. Always a possibility.
That'd be upsetting.
The way we're thinking is that all the traditional guys would be in, and then the different kind of guys would be mixed into the bracket.
Yeah.
So the result that I was actually talking about a little earlier and I was going to bring up with Yo is, Yo, what about this situation? Let's say you're a very Christian individual, very hardcore in that belief. You come to the site, you see number 16, God. And let's say he has Michelangelo's picture from the Sistine Chapel,
right,
reaching out with his finger. He's pointing out his finger to number one, Link. Now, as a Christian,
yes,
there's nothing you'd vote over number one, Link. But once once you have to go, God.
A true Christian conservative, you know, like Bible Belt Christian. Oh man, those guys, Link. Like I've been to the South.
The geolocation would be interesting on that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Bible Belt would favor Link. I guarantee it.
Even over God, though.
Well, Link is God. It's almost, you know, it's almost like, what are you asking me to vote for here? It's like an oxymoron. Didn't we have an interesting discussion about the use of that word on the board recently? Like, I think KP posted oxymoron and used it incorrectly, so then everybody corrected him. And I'm not sure if I just used it incorrectly, too. So if I did, cut. Look up definition and cut.
But
I have to add, though, there's no way God's going to be allowed, surely.
Yeah, God won't be allowed.
I'm not being offended.
NG, you are allowed to cut this, but I can no longer, you know, this is thanks to one of my favorite Photoshops ever, but I can no longer picture that image of God pointing out his finger, you know, like kind of sticking his arm out at the Sistine Chapel without
Phoenix Wright.
You know, yeah, no, without picturing Fedor Emelianenko hanging from the arm and giving God an arm bar. That is one of my favorite Photoshops of all time. I can no longer think that picture with just God pointing. It's God, Fedor tapping him out.
It's been shopped into a lot of great situations, but that's definitely one of the best. You got tools in your religion, all designed to keep you safe. But when rules start getting broken, you start questioning your. Savior hates to love and loves to hate. I have a voice that has the knowledge and the power to your fate. I hear voices crying, I see heroes dying, I taste blood that's drying. Talk to me.